She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. It's hard to believe. I think part of the reason is we've had such a warm Thanksgiving. We've had a warm fall here in the Northeast that I'm like, wait a second. Except now it's starting to get cold. Now it's starting to look and feel like Thanksgiving time. Well, we don't all have to be eating turkey and the traditional things. We can make some great vegan things for Thanksgiving with our wonderful guest, Laura Theodore. We're going to talk about her book, Vegan Ease, An Easy Guide to Enjoying a Plant-Based Diet. And I want to know what Laura Theodore makes on Thanksgiving. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me today, and happy Thanksgiving almost.
Exactly. I know. I was just saying before we started that I ordered a vegan pumpkin pie, and now I feel dopey because I should have just made your great recipe.
Well,
so tell us about what you make.
You know, I've got a pumpkin pie recipe in Jazzy Vegetarian Classics. Of course, that's all vegan recipes, but they are American vegan recipes, classic recipes. But I'm really excited because in this book, I put a little Jazzylicious twist on it, and I've got a pumpkin spiced cheesecake. Of course, it's completely dairy-free, and it is so easy. Of course, it's vegan easy. There's only a few ingredients, but basically you start with a cookie crumb crust. Everybody has their favorite cookie crumb crust. Ginger cookies are really easy to get in the supermarket. Mm. They're easy to get vegan now. And you put those with a little vegan margarine, melt them up, put them in a crust just like you'd make a regular crust. And then the filling is really kind of awesome. It's 2 tablespoons of rolled oats, about 16 ounces of firm regular tofu. You don't want to use that firm tofu with this because we're not using eggs, so it's going to help to hold it together. A can of unsweetened pumpkin pie puree, but just the pumpkin puree, nothing in it. About 2/3 of a cup of dark sugar. You want to use some brown sugar with that. It gives it a nice molassesy taste without having to use molasses. Vanilla extract, cinnamon, allspice. That's the whole deal. You put that all in your Vitamix or you put that all in your blender and you pour it into the crust and you cook it up and it's absolutely fabulous. And it's just like a regular little cheesecake with a pumpkin spice to it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Laura. You know, I'm big on butternut squash, which we talked about last time when you were here. What are some of your favorite recipes? Because that's a really nice thing to make on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is one from the holiday chapter of Vegan Ease. By the way, for the first time, I did a whole holiday chapter. So all you need to do is go to that chapter, pick your recipes. You can, you know, they all kind of go together. They can complement each other. So you can put together your own menu or look in the end of the book. But the butternut squash, I don't know if you agree, it's great for stuffing. Of course, it's wonderful to roast.
Yes.
It's fabulous to make a wonderful butternut squash soup, which I also have a recipe in the book, but I really love stuffing it. And you can make a really easy stuffing just with some brown rice, some cranberries, some dried cranberries you want to use with that, and you know, maybe some spices, some walnuts or some almonds. And you want to chop up an apple, that's going to add a lot of nice moisture to it. Maybe some cinnamon if you like that. And just stuff your butternut squash and bake it. It's great to serve for Thanksgiving for the main course.
And you know, another thing that I definitely want to make, chili maple Brussels sprouts. I have to say, roasted Brussels sprouts are so delicious. I mean, my daughter eats them up. And it's funny because growing up, you know, kids are always turning their nose up at Brussels sprouts. But I think we used to maybe boil them way back when. And now when we know how to roast them, they just taste completely different.
They really do. And the great thing about this recipe is you don't have to use oil. I think we get enough extra calories during the holidays.
Sure.
So having some recipes where you can cut down on that oil. And this one uses maple syrup instead of the oil. And, you know, speaking of kid friendly, that kind of makes those maple Brussels sprouts, it makes them, well, kid-friendly. If you toss them in a little bit of maple syrup and roast them up.
Sure.
For the adults, you want to add some chili powder to it, but it really makes them accessible and delicious. That's really all you have to do, and they come out tasting really fantastic.
You know, another thing I love, Laura, are fingerling potatoes, and you have a holiday rosemary smashed potatoes, and you got that dried rosemary, and you've got those fingerlings and some olive oil and sea salt, and you're ready to go. I mean, so easy.
It really is easy, and what happens is that you steam the potatoes first, which, you know, I'm a big, big advocate of steaming potatoes. You steam them first, you let them cool a little bit, and then you smash them with the back of, you know, just the back of a spatula. And then you toss them with a little bit of olive oil, the dried rosemary, you can use fresh if you want, some sea salt, and then you bake them or roast them. And they get all crispy on the outside, but they have that nice, oh, just that fluffy inside. They've got nice crisp, and they're just so fantastic. I highly recommend it for this holiday season.
Now, I'm going to guess that you're hosting Thanksgiving at your house?
Yes.
And if we were coming, what would we be having? Some of the things we just talked about? Because we could all imagine that we're there.
Yeah, you know what? I just described what I served last Thanksgiving. And here's a little jazzy vegetarian secret. What I do is I kind of test the recipes during the holiday season that are going to go in my next book. So I'm in the process now. We're going to have all new recipes. I'm working on a fantastic new pecan and sunflower meatless loaf that is the center of my meals this holiday season. But basically, the recipes that I just described, those are the kinds of things I love to serve on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds really nice. You know, my husband loves a good pecan pie. Is that something that you make as well?
I do, and that we featured in Jazzy Vegetarian Classics. And I really do love a good pecan pie. And that, I have to come up with an easy version. I was just thinking about that the other day. My mother always made pecan pie for Thanksgiving. So I think the next time we talk, I'm going to have a good new one to share.
Oh, that's good. I've never made one before. Is that a little more complicated?
Well, you know, making it without eggs and without anything to hold it together, the challenge is getting something to hold it together. Now, in my last book, I actually used chocolate chips. And it was a chocolate pecan pie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it's absolutely magnificent. And it has a date nut crust, a gluten-free crust. So it's really, really great for the holidays. It's so easy to cook vegan and gluten-free now. But, you know, basically, if you don't want to use a recipe, let's say that you have a stuffing recipe that's been handed down for generations. You want to veganize it. Well, of course, you're going to use some veggie broth rather than your turkey broth or whatever else you might use, or chicken broth. You're not going to use any meat in it, but it's easy to customize any family classic stuffing recipe in most cases. And then just my basic rule of thumb, think about different vegetables that you like to stuff. You're going to stuff them just like you would the idea of stuffing a turkey. You know, with a butternut squash, cut it in half, take out the seeds. Stuff it with some stuffing, tent it, and bake it. Or acorn squash is great for that. You can even do zucchini or yellow squash. Portobello mushrooms are a great entree for a Thanksgiving meal, and you want to stuff them high with your stuffing. You know, a lot of people, what they really love are the side dishes, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potato casserole, the green beans, the broccoli side, the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, all these different things are often people's favorite at the Thanksgiving table. So if you serve enough of them, nobody's going to miss the meat.
That is so true. And those are so easy to make vegan.
They really are. You know, with mashed potatoes, people say, oh, I could never make my mashed potatoes vegan. You know, you really can. You know, if you're used to using cream in your mashed potatoes, you can use a cashew cream, which you can make at home. The recipe's in the book. You can use a store-bought vegan cream is perfectly fine. That's going to work in your mashed potatoes. You can certainly use a plant-based margarine, not the healthiest thing that you want to use every day, but for a holiday meal,
sure.
It's really, really perfect. It's easy to make a mushroom gravy instead of a meat-based gravy. All these comfort foods are really made vegan in a very easy way, and they're really tasty, too.
I'm so glad you mentioned the gravy. Laura, got to have you back again soon. We always have the best conversations. It's so great that you're helping people adopt a plant-based lifestyle. Laura Theodore's Veganese, an easy guide to enjoying a plant-based diet. You can learn more about Laura by going to www.jazzyvegetarian.com. You can also watch her show, The Jazzy Vegetarian, on PBS. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. Include some vegan favorites from Veganese, and take care. Stay well.